You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The West Michigan-based jazz fusion band Desmond Jones is out with its self-titled debut album October 10th. After meeting in college at Michigan State University and playing gigs around the Lansing area, the five-piece band has settled in Grand Rapids. Stateside producer Mercedes Mejia spoke with two members of Desmond Jones about their eclectic style.
John Nowak and Chris Boda, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I have to confess, I was totally new to your music, and I really enjoy this album. There's so many different musical styles that you kind of get lost in each song, really.
Thank you so much. We don't take any offense to that. We're still getting out in the local Michigan scene, so we're excited for people to discover our new album.
I've seen that term jam band used to describe you guys, but I'm curious, how do you describe your own music?
We do a lot of jamming, that's for sure. We love the improvisational aspect of our music. We describe ourselves as rock, funk, jazz, fusion. The album will be marked as art rock, which kind of involves a side of progressive rock and jazz fusion. But there's another side to us that really values songwriting, quick, sweet songs that have a nice structure for us with melodic lyrics and that we can kind of put out there so that the crowd can find something familiar with us show to show. It's kind of hard to pinpoint it because we have so many different influences and we touch on so many different genres while we're playing.
Well, let's take a listen to the song off your debut album. This is Good Song.
This is a good song, this is a good song. Don't you think this is a good song? This is a good song, this is a good song, yeah. But this is a good song too.
Our guitarist Isaac Berkowitz wrote this song. This is one of the newest songs that we've been playing, and we chose this one to be our lead single off this album because it's one of our nice, short, and sweet songs. I think it has a catchy chorus. I remember Isaac sending an iPhone audio message to me saying he's got a new song and he thinks it's a good one. And I remember listening to it that night and figuring out some harmonies in my head. And I just knew that this was going to be one of the songs that I really enjoyed playing. And in the last couple weeks, we've had a really good reception. And now when we play it at shows, everybody is singing along to the chorus. And it's just kind of a fun song to put out there and give everybody a little taste of what's coming with the rest of the album.
And really, all five of you have super diverse backgrounds in terms of how you became musicians. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is Chris. So actually, none of us did go to music school. We all have college degrees and all studied various things. I studied finance. Isaac and John studied humanities and liberal arts. John even had another study in Spanish as well. Our bass player, John Loria, is a graphic design major. And George, our saxophone player, actually studied Russian literature. So it's pretty funny because I think we do definitely take music as seriously as people that go to school. So I think a lot of people are almost surprised that we have all these different things in our educational background. But most of our music education comes from extracurricular activities. Like I know I took a lot of private guitar lessons and studied under a couple jazz guitarists. John and Isaac were in drumline and in band all throughout middle school and high school. George played in a Blue Lake jazz camp when he was younger and toured Europe with a jazz band. So we have all these different influences that are so much, I guess, outside of the normal grain of some of the musicians that you meet that go to music school, which is kind of makes it interesting. I think that's where we kind of get a lot of our diversity and more unique sounds, is that we all kind of learned a little differently than the average professional musician.
And that diversity really comes through in this album. So I quickly want to listen to a few songs. This one is El Merchero, which has a Latin jazz feel. And then this one is Gold Till the Grave.
Yeah, a little bit of pirate rock for you.
here's the song I Recall.
Yeah, that one spans all over the place.
But as the snow turns into rain, I recall.
And then Get Along, the song which leans toward indie rock.
That's one of the ones that our bass player John Loria wrote, and that has a lot of really cool different elements to that. We love having that one on the album because it starts off really quietly with the bass harmonics, and in a live setting that can be kind of hard to grab the attention of people at a bar or whatever else is going on. So we're excited for people to listen to that the way it was intended to be heard.
So, like we mentioned, you have five members of the band, all with different musical backgrounds. So I guess I'm curious to know if you guys have any creative challenges when you're making music. I mean, who gets to decide?
We're really lucky to have five different songwriters in the group because that brings five different influences, five different backgrounds to the table. And in 5 years, I don't think there's been one moment where somebody brought something to the table and we said, no, I don't think we're going to try that, or no, I think we should change the style on that. We're really open. We're open books. Sometimes our biggest challenge is that we are so ambitious that we want to learn everything. We want to play everything, and we want to jump right into new songs right after they're pitched to the group. We just have so much fun writing music together, and we're really lucky to have five guys who bring something to the table, and sometimes they're full, complete songs and nothing else needs to be done. Everybody just comes up with their own part, or sometimes they're just bits and pieces that we kind of sew together to create a new song. So sometimes our challenges are completing songs. I know a lot of us have songs that we've been working on for years, even since high school, but usually we're lucky that we are in a creative environment where we can help each other pump these songs out. We have almost 70 originals now that we play in a live rotation. So we're constantly writing and constantly creating, and it keeps it really fresh for us as musicians.
Tell me, what is it about making music in Michigan that is special, do you think?
Michigan has an awesome local community scene, whether it's in Grand Rapids or up north, Traverse City, Detroit, Kalamazoo, Lansing, where we came up. There's so many bands working together to put out creative, original material. And especially in Grand Rapids, we moved here about 2 years ago, and we found ourselves in a community that's really open to ground roots, original music. And we found a fan base in Michigan that we wouldn't want to move anywhere else for. We've built up a great fan base, and whenever we're out on the road, when we come back to Michigan, we feel really at home. We were able to secure a residency at the Tip Top Deluxe on the west side of Grand Rapids, where we played every Monday night from 9 to 1 for over a year. I think we did like 62 or 64 weeks there. And it was just an experience, an opportunity like that, that allowed us to cement ourselves in the local community scene. There's so many other awesome bands that we get to play with, like Jesse Ray and the Carolina Catfish, Mark Lavengood, Fograss, Melophobics. There's so many bands who are all supporting each other. There's no sense of competition, and I think people in Michigan just really want to hear that music, and they're proud of it. People are buying tickets for shows. They're filling up festivals, and it's just a great time to be a local musician in Michigan and all over the country, really. But I really do think we have something special going here in Michigan.
Well, Desmond Jones will be playing an album release show at Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids on Saturday, October 7th. You can find more information about the band and other gigs coming up on their website, desmondjonesband.com. Hey, John, Chris, thanks so much for coming on Stateside and talking about your new music.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We've all been longtime listeners of NPR and Stateside, and we appreciate what you guys are doing for the local music community. We want to give a special shout-out to our manager, Kevin McKay, who is also an NPR fan and has done so much for us in this album, and we can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.